And shining one. Lucifer means the bright and shiny one. We're in Jude chapter 1, verse 8. Jude 1, 8. And Satan comes in the light. He comes in glory. He looks good. People, he doesn't come in this red suit with a pointed tail. He comes as light. He doesn't come as this black figure of the night. He comes in light. He wants the world. So if you're thinking of it from the standpoint of this super creature, the more he can get two things accomplished, the better off he is. One, that he doesn't exist at all. Or two, if he does exist, he is Marty Arty holding over there in the shadows with a cape overlooking, and he looks out over under the cape to people, and he has a dark hat coming down, and he's an evil looking creature. Or he's this red, got a red tail and horns and this kind of thing. People, he comes in brilliant light. That's why he sounds so good. This is why they're difficult to detect, the false teachers. It's why it's so hard, because they look so good. Now I'll tell you something else about false teachers. Let's get to this text. They slander or revile or attack angelic beings, especially Satan. These preachers will just, boy, they will let him have it and really attack and all this type of thing. This one is really important. It's amazing how many preachers let Satan have it. I mean, boy, they just give him what for from the pulpit. They talk against him. They fight against him. And all the while, they serve him. All the while, they do exactly what he wants. By teaching works. By teaching Satan's lie. On the one hand, they're lambasting him, and then to counter him, they want you to pick up his own lie to counter him and live by performance. Man can do something for God. They're like the Pharisees. The Pharisees, these are the precursors, the ancestors of the Pharisees.